Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Jack Hyman.
What?
Back.
No. Tyson Koscheck.
Oh, yeah. We got a new one.
Oh, my
God. Like that one?
I mean, I wasn't ready for it.
You've been working on your skating in the offseason. This is impressive.
You want fart to get over here.
He's back.
Oh, yeah. Tyson Koscheck. I just scored, didn't I?
Never a bad day when you get acknowledged by the biggest performer in sports television. Shaquille O'Neal giving love to Tyson Koscheck last night. This thing could have legs, Marty, as we welcome you in here for Sabres Live.
Well, Shaq Hyman did have legs, and I think right now what we need to do is get a Tyson Koscheck jersey and ship it to Shaquille O'Neal, because that's what Zach Hyman did.
Yeah.
And Shaq became an Oilers fan, so now we got to draw him over to the Sabres side a little bit.
I think he's already in. What is the height difference between the two?
Oh, I am going to say it is 1 feet, 8 inches.
Oh, you underestimated Koscheck's height. Or you exaggerated Shaq.
How tall is Shaq?
7'1".
Oh.
And I would have thought more. I mean, that was a quick Google search. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong.
I thought 7'6", 7'8", to 6'4".
Yeah, I would have thought higher than that, too. But anyway.
What is Tyson? 6 foot?
5'11", yeah.
Okay, so I thought about.
I think there's a big parm difference, basically, right?
Can Tyson
big parm
dunk a basketball?
Yeah.
Because Shaquille O'Neal has shown his hockey prowess on the set of the TNT, intermission, pregame, and postgame. So I want to see if Koscheck. Look, we're going to get a basketball game here coming up at KeyBank Center, Syracuse and UB. So we got to get the cameras out on the court, and see if Koscheck can dunk.
I don't think he's going to attempt that in the short term, because he's the biggest Blue Jays fan in the world, so he's going to be preoccupied by the Blue Jays in the World Series. More on Koscheck coming up.
Well, he can't be preoccupied tomorrow night. He can do after Saturday's game, because the game has been moved, so he'll be able to watch game two. But tomorrow, he'll just have to watch the end of the game.
Well, the star of the game, for all the efforts of Koscheck, though, was Colton Ellis in his NHL debut. I want to get a little sound of what it was like for Colton on the heels of finally playing that first game, the emotions, but more importantly, like, this is the stuff that you've lived and that athletes kind of, I wouldn't say dream of. It's moments they'll never forget.
Quinter, great game, but first win, Ellie.
All right, amazing stuff for Colton Ellis in the room, and that's the stuff, right? Like,
family members there.
Yeah, but just from a player standpoint, I mean, that's who you're doing it for, right? Like, in the moment, yes, like, obviously Ellis talks about the family, but when you're walking back into the room, what's that like to get it?
It's pretty cool. I remember my first win. It was against the Dallas Stars in the 98-99 season here in Buffalo in this building. And I do have a nice picture of my celebration after the game. Like, I'm on one leg with my arms up, and it's framed with the score and all of it. My sister-in-law got that for me, so that was awesome. I didn't have my parents here. It was different. It wasn't, you know, wasn't my first NHL game. And at the same time, parents didn't travel as easy as now, because you see a lot more family coming to the first NHL games, mm-hmm. and being present in the building. So it was different. But I don't remember really much leading up to the game. Like, it was just so focused on the game, so focused on performing. I do recall that I had a 1-1 tie against the Flyers just a couple of days later, mm-hmm. and there was a snowstorm in Buffalo in between the Dallas and the Flyers game and everything, so which, you know, led me to almost get stuck downtown. But what I like most about Colton Ellis, and, you know, I haven't gotten to know him personally yet, but some of the things he mentioned about how he and his fiance in the hotel room looked at pictures yesterday, and it was emotional. It was like my first, like, his roadmap to the NHL has been a lot of hard work. So he got to appreciate and embrace that led him to win last night. Now, on the hockey side, the breakaway saves were absolutely phenomenal. And I said yesterday, in closing the show, I said he's very quick, a great mover. I felt like his being in the right position on these scrums around the net and the rebounds was definitely a big part of his game. Like, he didn't have to move too much. He'd make the save, boom, the puck's there, there's a scrum, he's in the right position. So I thought there was a lot of really good to his game. It's one game, it's great, mm-hmm. but there's a reason why the Sabres picked him off of waivers, because they really felt like there was something after the season he had in Springfield last year.
Well, what do you think's next?
Well, it's interesting because you got the back-to-back over the weekend.
Right.
And Luukkonen played in Rochester last mm-hmm. night, and he looked good. And I think that would Luukkonen need to play one more American Hockey League game? I really don't think so. It's just a matter of if he wants to, health-wise, and how does he feel this morning.
Well, let's focus on Ellis for a minute.
But, yeah. So, but the Luukkonen factor is going to come in. Now, if that was just me, I would look at the weekend and say, okay, we're going to split Lyon and Ellis again. Let's get him back in there. Give him another chance to get a start. So maybe you have Lyon on Friday, Ellis on Saturday. You get him back in. That puts Luukkonen, you know, delayed a little bit until next week, and let's readjust everything. But why not? Why not go Lyon, Ellis, put a bow on that, and then you move on with three goalies and you see what happens.
Ellis is going to join us here on the show tomorrow on Sabres Live. My question would be, why not give him tomorrow as well?
I think there's a time period of him to just come back down,
yeah.
like the emotional ride.
And also, 2 weeks ago, I think you had this game earmarked as a potential Colton Ellis game, the Saturday one in Toronto.
Yeah. I think that the schedule was more like, okay, Friday, Saturday, the first back-to-back, although I have a different theory on back-to-back games, but I'm not going to put Alex Lyon through back-to-back just yet, mm-hmm. Or anybody just yet early in the season. And I thought Colton Ellis in Toronto. Now, the Sabres have to have that conversation with their players and their goalie coach and, you know, coaching staff, and saying, okay, so they made the decision to go to Colton Ellis last night. Good decision. He played awesome. Team wins. But I don't think it gets away from the weekend and having a plan for the weekend and saying, we're going to split, and then we're going to revisit everything after and see what the schedule looks like and what we have for goaltenders. Would you go with Colton Ellis Friday right away, tomorrow?
What do you think made me ask the question?
Because you're kind of like that always thinking outside of the box.
I'm such a rebel, Marty. Yeah, I'm anti-authority. I'm anti-conventional thinking. Oh, my
conventional
goodness.
I don't know about authority, but conventional thinking, you definitely like to push it to another level, and I like that.
My question, and this is not in any way to take away from the Ellis performance last night. Did you revisit the high danger chances in the game? And did you agree with what Natural Stat Trick was presenting for the all situations entirety of the game, chances for Buffalo, chances against?
So I looked him up towards the end of the third period last night, and I just re-looked again to make sure that it hadn't been adjusted. So it was 18-11 for Detroit.
Right. They didn't even have 30 shots. You're telling me they had 18 high-danger chances?
So, again, it comes down to the scrums, right? Mm-hmm. Like, pucks that are around the net, is this a shot attempt? Like, did they try to get it on net and it got blocked or missed the net? I think that those high-danger rebound chances were there for Detroit. But I think Buffalo did, and Colton Ellis did a really good job on not making it look like it was too much danger.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really good quality. And again,
great quality. So who does it remind you of? When you were watching him last night, what goalies' names were popping into your head when you watched him?
Is Ryan Miller the guy that...
No, I'm not thinking about anybody. This is blank canvas. I'm curious what you're saying.
I think, like, when Dominic Hasek scrambled, you knew there was a scramble in front of the net.
Yes.
When I scrambled, I was flopping and flipping and, like, I feel like when Ryan Miller scrambled, there wasn't much movement. He was there. And, again, it's one game. I'm not saying, Colton Ellis is the new Ryan Miller.
I'm just like a body
but
language.
I feel like
you see little quirks and mannerisms. Those are the things I focus on.
Like, Connor Hellebuck scrambles, he stays calm.
Yeah.
Shesterkin scrambles, it's very active.
Right.
I thought Colton Ellis' scrambles were calm.
Well, Ellis was obviously excellent in his NHL debut, and the coach appreciated that.
My first NHL game wasn't as good as that. I guess you don't really know, and you know, until you play him. And he's done a lot of good things in practice, made a lot of good saves, and he's worked extremely hard. I just thought he looked comfortable. Got a little concerned because no shots for the longest period of time. One of the first big chances he faces is a breakaway and makes a heck of a save. And I think that alone probably made him feel good. But he looked solid all night. I thought handling the puck, he helped our defensemen out a lot, breaking the puck out. And then he made one unbelievable save there on that backside.
Hi, here's... pretty emotional, but kind of before the game. Me and my fiance were kind of sitting in the hotel, and she found some old pictures of me playing hockey, so kind of didn't really expect that for myself, but, just obviously ecstatic. To have all my family here and so many supporters here, it's so special, and to get to share this moment with them, so, just super grateful for it.
Was your mom usually nervous when she's watching?
Oh, yeah.
She was on TNT
yeah.
all night, and she looked pretty nervous.
she's usually a wreck, so she got through it, so good for her, but she's definitely gets picked on for that.
What was the rookie laugh like for you? How nervous were you in that moment?
I was just trying to not fall over the pucks that I tipped over. That was my big focus all day. It was, there were definitely a lot of nerves even the first little bit of the game, and then I think I settled in and kind of started playing my game a little more, but was definitely nervous going into it.
How tough was that, though? The first 10 minutes, you didn't have a shot on goal. You probably would have minded a couple pucks.
Yeah, I know. The boys came out strong, and they were playing so good, and I was kind of like, I need a shot here at some point to get me into it a little bit, but, I can't commend them enough for all the effort tonight, and it's really a team win tonight.
Incredibly, the Amerks did the same thing out of the blocks against Syracuse last night. The shots were 8-0. Lukanen got no action for the first 10 minutes as the Amerks took the lead. It was actually comical to compare
the two
games.
What does it tell you? Like, I know this is a cliche. How hard is that to not get a shot? I can tell you after 15, 16 years in the NHL, I'd take zero shots over the first 15 minutes as opposed to 20.
Marty Brodeur made a career of not facing
so
a lot.
So, again, like, okay. Well, Lukanen looked good last night. He didn't see a shot in the first 10, 12 minutes. Colton Ellis looked good. You're in the game. Mm-hmm. It's a cliche, and I get Colton is answering the question, and it's the way it is. But looking back at it, I'm like, I'll take that over 15 shots in the first 10 minutes any day.
One of our other talking points from Roswell Park yesterday here on Sabres Live going into last night's game was the new line of Oslin between Zucker and Quinn.
Yes.
Zucker did not finish the game due to injury, and the team is not practicing today, so there won't likely be an update on that front. And Oslin ended up, you know, in my opinion, and I totally understand why, based on the game and the number of special teams and all that,
yeah.
he didn't end up playing as much as I would have hoped he would have played, being in a third-line center role. However, there was a big takeaway from that line last night. Not only did Zucker score, not only was Oslin out there for a couple
Jack
of goals
Quinn.
For, but Jack Quinn had a three-point night.
Yeah, and he was very confident with the puck, and that's what I like to see Jack Quinn, right? That first goal with Jason Zucker was incredible, like the give and go and, you know, make that play in tight space.
Those are the plays we have not seen enough, right? The creating the odd man rushes.
2-3 years ago, it was all these like tic-tac-toes, and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have passed the puck. Oh, what a play! Like, because people are shoot. No, make a play, make a skilled play, and Jack Quinn did that. But the confidence many times of Jack Quinn in the defensive zone to take the first three strides with the puck in the middle of the ice in the neutral zone opens up a very wide, you know, kind of opportunity to be able to attack in different ways. The shot on the power play was a great shot, great net front presence.
Yeah, it doesn't go in without the presence, obviously, of Tuck.
Of Tuck being there. But at the same time, like, Jack Quinn has that type of shot. He can let it go from different places, different spots on the ice.
We've seen two goals from there this year, Thompson and Quinn. Basically, from that distance, you know what I mean?
Like Thompson was a little farther out.
He was,
that same kind of middle of the ice, same kind of situation. But the biggest thing, it was the skating for me for Jack Quinn. I was really, really happy to see the jump, the hop, right? Like when he takes his first three strides and it's kind of running on the ice and then he gets gliding.
Yep.
That's exactly what we saw to Jack Quinn. I thought Ryan McLeod skated well also. But, you know, it's that third line was the point. Lindy Ruff said our third line wasn't good enough. Puts Austin with Zucker and Quinn, and they got some results.
Here's Lindy on the performance of Jack.
Well, there was a little bit. I thought we, as a team, really skated well tonight. It's the first game since camp, the start of camp. I've liked the way we've come out in the first period. And we really skated. Got the puck below the goal line. Didn't turn pucks over. The puck support coming out of our zone was really good. I think when Jack has ice, you know he's going to make a play. When Jack gets to the middle of the ice, we know we're going to see a real good play. But he is skating better right now than probably all of last year.
Okay, so real quick on Austin's game, if you could. Because he's still looking for his first NHL point.
So I think there is a lot of really good things that you just need the first domino to fall. Like, I just want to knock that first domino.
He was so close. There was a third period play where he passed it back to Quinn, and it went far side to Power. If Power handled it properly, he was going right across the crease for an open net to Austin, and he didn't. And it was like, ah!
And that's the one domino, right?
Yeah.
That's the one thing. And look, it's going to happen. I think Noah Oslin is going to continue to progress and have that opportunity. But I just want to knock that first domino off and see what it can lead to.
I mean, it's great that obviously he was out there on the ice for two goals, four, and obviously one. He, you know, made a good play towards the net to draw attention from the defenders, and that ends up opening things up for a goal. Now, the other one that we led with, obviously, just because of Shaq and the mention of Tyson Koshak. Let's get into Tyson's game. First time he's scored in back-to-back games. All of a sudden, he's an offensive force. Let's hear from the coach on Kozak.
He's one of our best defenders. He's a real good young centerman that reads the play well, and he'll block shots, and physically he gets into people. I have confidence to play him against anybody.
So Kozak now has 5 goals in 27 career games.
That's pretty good.
That's a nice projection for a fourth line center at this stage of his
15
career.
15 in a season?
This is not what we were talking. I mean, we actually, remember when he joined us on the show last year, we were actually projecting more for him than what he was thinking about at that point in time.
Now, like, the offense is great because everybody plays hockey to produce, right? It doesn't matter if you're a defensive defenseman. Like, we had Jay McKee on. Mm-hmm. Jay McKee had 21 goals, but there were some big goals. And
in his career.
In his career. Yeah, you're right. He was a 20-goal scorer in his career. But it's nice to provide some offense. The one thing that I like about Kozak's offense is where he gets the offense from. Mm-hmm. Right around the crease. You know, drive the net. Be hard to play against in front of the net. Can he play with a little swagger? Absolutely. That's what I'm seeing. Now, he played 2 minutes in the last 5 minutes of the game. They're up by two. There was an extended shift over a minute long because there was a couple of icings. But he made a play, Duffer, with Detroit's goalie pulled. Puck went to the right corner, the left side of Colton Ellis, and he charged and he absolutely hammered. I don't remember who that was, but he laid the boom, a big body check. And then about 10 seconds later, the Sabres were able to get it out of the zone. I think that was the big high flip that Thompson had way up in the air. Like, most players would not go and sacrifice themselves outside the play to give that hit. You're up by two. And you have a chance to really lay the boom, and he did. And I circled it right then. I was like, that's why Lindy Ruff is going to trust him in these situations, because he knew what to do and when to do it.
He ended up playing over 15 minutes. Yes. And don't – here, I'm going to politely ask you to – not that you do, but never question my instincts in the game.
Okay.
Do you know what I thought about last night's game? This is honest. I am 100% being honest with you. What was my takeaway from the entirety of last night?
Well, first of all, it was a really good hockey game. So.
I didn't necessarily agree. I thought, oh my God, there were so many whistles. And there were way more face-offs in last night's game than there have been in any other Sabres game this year. So my instincts, this is relevant to Kozak and the rest of the centermen, because there were more face-offs.
There was 73 face-offs in the game.
I was like, why are the announcers talking so much? Stop filling. Get on with the game. Anyway, was my
I'm looking at, usually it's 55 face-offs in the game. There's 73.
Dude,
I didn't realize that. I enjoyed the game.
Yeah, but it just stopped and started too much for me. That's why, especially at the end, like the final 3 minutes was like, oh my gosh.
There was a lot of face-offs.
That's why Shaq
was
commenting, because it was more like a basketball game. Anyway.
Which icing did you like best?
Yes, infamous Sabre broadcast from the West late night.
With Brad Mewers. By the way, we're going to see on Saturday. He'll be there.
Awesome. Well, that leads us into our start time changes for this weekend. Tomorrow, here at KeyBank Center, it is a 7 o'clock start against the Maple Leafs. And on Saturday, it will be a 5 p.m. start for us on our broadcast. Well, 4:30, obviously. But, you know, so these are all to accommodate World Series viewing in Toronto as the Blue Jays and Dodgers get Game 1 going in Toronto tomorrow. And, of course, this is, as we mentioned, going into that Montreal game this past Monday, another big week against division rivals.
Yes.
They are 1-1 now, and they try to take advantage of the Maple Leafs in back-to-back situations. So we'll talk more about the Leafs, obviously, tomorrow and Saturday. But we'll be on site in Toronto on Saturday for our pregame coverage, starting at 4:30 on MSG. Now, last night, you mentioned with the goaltending story here, Colton Ellis playing. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen got his first conditioning stint game in Rochester last night. He did not see any action for the first 10 minutes as the Amerks busted out of the gates to a 2-0 lead. But what did you like in the entirety of Lukanen's game, which was also a Rochester victory last night against their arch rival in Syracuse? 4-2 was also the final score in that one.
So what I liked about Luukkonen's last night was the movement. You know, I was... I don't want to say concerned or worried, but I'm like, what is his mindset going to be, knowing that he had the tweak early in training camp, then played the 20-minute period and had to leave? Like, where is he going to be? There was no hesitation in any of his movements. He was quick. He had the scrambles. He was stretching, like, to make saves. So I had no concern after I saw how well he was moving, that he was healthy, right? That's the big concern. Is he healthy? How long is that going to take? No, he was fine. But I did like the battle in his game, and I liked the quickness of his movements in the game. It really stood out for me in the game against Syracuse.
Well, and he, you know, had a little bit of a running battle, which you're always going to have with Syracuse if this guy is playing. Connor Geeky, to me, was the most dominant presence in the game, start to finish. And so he stared
right?
down Lukanen a lot. He got the best of him on a one-timer. The question is how much will Geeky be in Syracuse, or how much will he be with the Lightning this year? Great to see Dunn and Neuchev and Kuntar get on the score sheet for Rochester last night. But I will say this, leading into our dazzled and disturbed. Oh, my gosh. When this game was 3-2 and there's still 10 minutes to go, yeah, it became another typical Rochester-Syracuse nail-biter.
Yep.
Sorry, in the second period, not the third.
Yeah.
But the point was it got close because Syracuse never stopped. But Jagger Joshua's shorthanded goal is one of my favorite goals of the year. This was awesome.
Now, the way that he was able to flip the puck, chase it down, get the stick under the defender, and get on a breakaway, like, that was good. So when you said that
no
was
hesitation
dazzled,
on the shot,
no.
He is not a goal scorer, people. And he had his mind made up as soon as he separated from the defender.
But the speed and the little quick twitch, right, with the stick to be able to steal that puck away, it was really cool. When you said that this morning on a chat, you said, that's my dazzle. I was like, oh, yes, that was so good. I totally forgot about, you know, like, not the AHL game, but I'm thinking about the NHL. What happened last night? What's going on? Mm-hmm. That was Lane Hutson had a very similar play in the Calgary-Montreal game where off the draw, he jumped, flipped the puck with one hand, lifted the stick of the defender, went down the wall, and had a chance.
Wow.
Like, so I'm like, Lane Hutson, you know, that's like, that's a pretty good comparison, but that was a good dazzle.
But that game produced two things for you.
Well, it produced a dazzled and a disturbed on the same play.
Oh, no.
So in overtime for Montreal, like, this was another one, a late game, the only one going on the NHL after the Sabres. I'm turning on to Montreal, Calgary. There was a lot of good offensive chances, certain a point. There was good goaltending. And in overtime, 3-on-3, Ivan Demidov has the puck, goes around the whole Calgary, you know, structure in their triangle and finds Mike Madison the back door. I thought that was, once again, a great, great play by Demidov, who has great vision. Mm-hmm. He makes it look like he's going to go one way, but he's already seeing the pieces move, finds Madison the back door. Mike disturbed is the Calgary Flames, who never touched a puck in overtime, by the way. They have scored, what is it, 12 goals in 8 games or 13 goals in 8 games? It's one and a half a game.
You can extend this to 94 games. Like,
go
back through the entirety
yes.
of last. You know what
yes.
I mean? Like, this is just who they are, and I don't
it's
know.
It's not even getting to 2. They can't even get there, right? Like, they get 1.
I know.
And they're lucky to have gotten 1.
They've lost 7 in a row. Montreal has won 6
feel,
of 7.
I feel
Calgary's
for Dustin Wolf.
Like, I do,
Dustin
too.
Wolf, again, fantastic last night in the game. And Ryan Huska, the coach of the Flames now, saying, like, you got to get to the front. It happened so fast and I didn't catch a replay. But in the third period, 1-1 game, Calgary has a chance on the back door, wide open net. And whoever had that chance shot it 5 feet wide from 10 feet out. It was a wide open net, 6 feet wide. Put it in the net. Like, they just can't score, and that's my disturbed. But I was dazzled by Demidov and Mike Madison on that overtime goal.
Matheson, the winner. Matheson, of course, married to Emily Falzer. Matheson, Nichols alum, outstanding women's hockey player, which leads us perfectly into our next guest, Haley Skamura, who's going to join us after the break because we're talking about the game that is fast approaching, rivalry game Canada-USA here at KeyBank Center on Tuesday, November 8th. So stay tuned for Haley, and also get amped up for Bills Night. It's here inside KeyBank Center on Tuesday. Columbus will be coming in. Lots of fun content and appearances from Bills personalities throughout the evening. Plus, show up in style with this special edition Bills-themed hockey jersey ticket pack by visiting sabres.com/BillsNight today. All right, back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Haley Skamura on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
The greatest rivalry in sport. It's Canada, USA.
One-time shot from Jenner. She scores! Making the Iron.
It's passionate. It's full of emotion.
These are two teams that love to hate each other.
Backhand for nine. She scores!
Can't wait. Rivalry Series game here in Buffalo, November the 8th. It is rapidly approaching. It'll happen at 6 p.m. inside KeyBank Center. Sabres.com/rivalry to get your tickets now. Team Canada versus Team USA. Haley Skamura is with us right now. Haley, when you see the promos and you hear the word hate in the middle of it, what do you think of?
Oh, my gosh. Honestly, that just got me amped up. I'm ready to go to Rivalry Series right now. Let's speed it up.
Is this very unique? Because the Rivalry Series, it is a rivalry. You guys hate each other, Team Canada, Team USA, despite the fact that many of you play on the same teams or in the same league with the PWHL. But is this very much different because it's an Olympic year and you're setting the tone or you're setting the table for what will be in February?
1,000%. We're also still vying for a spot to make the Olympic team. So we have 30 girls that are still in the mix, and it's a battle, and absolutely it is a preview to the Olympics, and we know what's on the horizon and we know what we're going to be fighting for come February. So it's going to have a little extra hate to it, I think.
And maybe to that fact is the people that think, oh, these are exhibition to get ready for the Olympics. Not so much. Like, yeah, the girls are going to play hard because they want to make the team. So the physicality, the intensity, the desire to win is all going to be there because it's kind of a training camp leading to Italy in February.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be very competitive, very fast, very hard checking. You'll see it all if you come out.
Haley, for those who don't know your journey to this point in time, how would you offer them like a quick resume, a little snapshot of your career?
So I went to Northeastern for college to play Division I, and then after that I had the opportunity to play for the Buffalo Buttes in my hometown. And that's how I ended up making the U.S. roster in 2019 for my first actually rivalry series, which then turned into my first Worlds. And I've been on the U.S. team ever since.
Now, I mean, so you talk about 2019 and then there obviously there's COVID and it changed. And I remember you were skating with my son's team with the Junior Sabres to try to get some more. So how was that different from trying to be on the team then and now being a little bit more of a veteran, but still trying to like establish your place on the team?
Yeah, I think I've kind of gotten more comfortable as I've been on the team a little bit longer. I know what my style of game is and I feel that I play my style more. Just like a little bit more comfortable, a little more confident this time around, I would say. The first time around, it was also new and a little more intimidating and scary. Obviously still super honored and for the opportunity to try out for this Olympic team, but I'm definitely a little bit more confident this time around.
How has it, Marty mentioned, you know, the fact that you guys are largely teammates now, the rivalry extends, you know, it is what it is, but you guys play together, so many of you as rivals in the PWHL. How, if in any way, has that changed? Friendships, non-friendships, you know, all that.
Well, I'm on to my third Canadian team here in our pro league, so I've gotten to play with a lot of the Canadian girls now. But I will say, as soon as you put on the USA jersey, it's just like, it's innate. Like, you just have that, like, intense passion and, like, hatred against that other team, and you want to beat them so badly. So in that sense, nothing has really changed, but I definitely know a lot more of them now.
Yeah, going from Ottawa to Toronto to now Montreal. So three of, some of my favorite cities to visit. So that's great. But now you've also become more of a mentor over the last few years. Like, you're a great follow on Instagram because you have the workout bus that you guys kind of, you know, put all these training videos. You're on a podcast, Our Girls Play Hockey. I feel like we maybe have started that for Haley, having you on this show. But how is that mentorship approach now to where you are in life and with your career?
Yeah, I absolutely love the mentorship side of things. I think it kind of helps me stay grounded at times because there's certain areas where like I get frustrated or I get overwhelmed. And then I kind of go back to that mentorship aspect and helping that next generation. And we kind of see that we have similar challenges that we face and we're working on overcoming. And I learn a lot from them and they learn a lot from me and how to navigate those situations. And I'm just super grateful for the platform that I have and to be able to inspire the next generation. It's just a true passion of mine. And I never take it for granted. So
yeah, what's the one comment or the one question you get a lot? Like, for me, it's, wow, Marty, you're a lot taller than we thought you'd be. They don't ask me about goaltending anymore or whatever, but I'm sure now you're getting questions from 10, 12-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 20-year-olds, whatnot. So what's the one common thing that you feel is most asked often?
Gosh, a big question I get is what I eat before games. Nutrition is huge, I would say. As well as like how to bounce back from mistakes. I think that's a big one. And it's something that I've struggled with in the past where I kind of ruminate on it for too long. And so it's been helpful for me to like hear them talk about it. And then if I'm able to help them through it, I can help myself through the same struggles.
How good is the PWHL right now?
It's incredible. I mean, we've grown so much and the competition is so intense and it's very physical because like more checking is allowed. And so you really see like the speed, the physicality, the skill level throughout the league. It's just incredible. And I'm super excited because now we're expanding to two more teams. And so you'll kind of see more variety in the games. And it's super exciting.
Yes, Seattle and Vancouver. Don't rush too quick to go to Vancouver and want to play for them, another Canadian city. But
it might be the best Canadian
city. Yeah, it may be the best place to go.
Don't pass up the opportunity, Haley. Like, seriously.
But so what is it like to travel to these new cities and show up to morning skate and having people, you know, watch the skate or show up 2 hours before the game and having people asking for autographs after game as well? Like, what's that like? Something that you mentioned playing for the Buttes, but it wasn't as developed and as publicized as now the PWHL is.
It's incredible. You know, I had the opportunity to play in Vancouver last year, and you could just see how excited they were for women's hockey. I mean, they were at the pregame skate. They all had their signs. They had the signs at the game. They sold more tickets to that game than any of the men's games that year. So you can just tell like how hungry all of these markets are for women's hockey. And so it's so fun to see in the different cities. And then all the Canadian cities, they all sold out. The takeover games have been incredible. And so, yeah, people want more women's hockey.
Anybody you looked up to when you were playing? I'm just saying that because we had Hillary Knight on the pregame broadcast last year when they did the PWHL here in Buffalo. I was so impressed with Hillary Knight. She was so good talking, answering, such a presence. So, I mean, it's probably easy to say her for a lot of girls, but who was it for you if it wasn't Hillary?
Well, when I was growing up, there weren't really many women's hockey players like kind of on the map to really look up to. I found U.S. women's soccer was kind of like the sport that I looked up to. But then once I did learn more about hockey, I mean, Hillary Knight was definitely someone I had known and like admired her game. Like I remember showing up to my first USA camp and I was like, wow, it's like actually her I'm able to train with. So it's pretty incredible that I've had the opportunity to play with her for so long. And she's someone you can learn a lot from in leadership and work ethic and all of those aspects.
So give us a sense of what day-to-day is like right now getting into the rivalry series.
A lot of moving around, to be honest. I was in Maryland training for the offseason, and then I'm back in Montreal now, kind of ramping up training a little bit more here with a lot of the girls who are from here and live here, as well as future teammates on the Montreal Victoire. And just kind of skating and working out pretty much every day leading up to rivalry series, just getting ready to like finally play a game. We've had a long off season, and so I know we're all really looking forward to being able to play in a game.
So I know Buffalo was in Montreal last Monday. It didn't go well for the Sabres, but would you be one to go to some of the Canadiens game now that you live in Montreal, or is it like, no, the season is so busy and I got to focus at what I have to do?
Oh, no, I would love to get to a game. I've heard the atmosphere is incredible there, and I can't wait to see what the Montreal fans are like. So I would love to go to a game. It's important to take breaks once in a while.
Haley, thank you for taking a break for us today. Good luck in everything moving forward this season.
Oh, thank you so much. It was great catching up with you guys.
Haley Skamura, we're looking forward to Team USA being here against Team Canada. Rivalry Series game. It's the national women's team for each country. You've seen it for decades, and now it's coming up here, presented by Discover. Puck Drop in Buffalo will be Tuesday, November 8th, 6 p.m. You can get your tickets at KeyBankCenter.com. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Learn to Play time. Your child's hockey journey starts here. Our Learn to Play program includes a full set of gear, 6 weeks of instruction, and a ticket voucher presented by
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, now urgent care. No experience needed. Upgrade to Team Tuck. And your child can skate at KeyBank Center with Alex. Register now. Sabres.com/learn to play.
Team Tuck.
Happy birthday, Matt D'Agostini.
Oh, really?
I never even have to look it up, but I always do every time because I don't want to test my memory. But he had an unbelievable overtime winner against the Boston Bruins as a member of the Sabres. That was back in the 2013-14 season.
So, like, how many teams did he play with?
Not that many, I didn't think.
I think he played with Montreal.
St. Louis, New Jersey, Pittsburgh, Buffalo. I guess that's a pretty good...
That's
for 324 games, that's a fair amount of traveling.
Five teams, yep. Yeah, that's... not as much of a suitcase as I thought, because I'm like, I think he's played for a lot of teams.
Mm-hmm.
I remember him here, obviously Montreal. But yes, he was, you know, that type of player that some teams wanted to give a try to.
So we just had a great guest in Haley Skamura. Tomorrow we're going to have Colton Ellis.
Yes.
Right here on Sabres Live. It's a game day tomorrow. Buffalo getting set for Toronto and back to back. What did you think of his rookie lap last night?
Do you want my honest opinion?
Oh, I know what your honest opinion is.
What is it?
You don't necessarily love these.
I hate the rookie lap. Like, the kid is trying to get ready for... Okay, it's different if you're a player, too. Like, the player goes out, takes a lap or whatever. But you're a goalie. You have a routine. You're trying to focus on the game. Now, you're usually the first one out the gate anyway on the ice. But then you turn around and... You know, what are you going to do? So I hate the goalie laps for the goalies especially. But look, he did a good job. It worked. Now maybe they got to let him out and take a couple laps by himself every start because it worked for the first one. But I hate the rookie laps. Unless you hide the player's helmet, then it's great because they have to go out there with the flow.
I think
going.
Most of them want that anyway, don't they?
Well, I can tell you this. I've had a few rookies that were panicking, couldn't find their helmets before the game.
Well, that's funny for sure, the behind-the-scenes aspect of it. Yeah, but I do think they all embrace going out there without a bucket.
That's most players would want that. Some teams put the everybody wears a helmet, especially after the Taylor Hall incident when he took the skate in the face.
Yes, yeah, that, not to revisit in a gory moment, but tell you what, there are 12 games in the NHL tonight. Which one? This is a hard one, I'm sure, to pick out. But, I mean, the Bruins continue to be on a slide. They've got the Ducks, who I think have been looking a little better.
They've been looking better.
Sharks and Rangers.
The Islanders have been on a bit of a roll here. They got Detroit coming in. So Detroit played here last night. So that's a back-to-back situation. So that's going to be good. The Rangers want to win, and the Sharks want to win too. So somebody's going to be happy walking out of MSG.
Sharks have no wins.
Yep.
What do you think happens there?
Well,
like, are they just going for Gavin McKenna quietly or not so quietly?
They did the Macklin Celebrini. They got Will Smith. They made the trade for Askarov, trying to get a goalie.
They brought in veteran defensemen.
Yes, they brought Tyler Toffoli the year before. Mm-hmm. Like, there's pieces. You know what? Coaching is so important in the National Hockey League. Look at what Marty St. Louis has done in Montreal now. And
with no experience, basically.
Zero experience. And with a team that you look at that team and you're like, what do they have? Zach Bolduc now, like, scoring on the power play again? Yeah. Like,
well, you and I are different. I think they have a lot, and that's why I think they're having success.
But so. I think they have a lot now because he's built them into a lot. Mm-hmm. He's approached them into a lot. Look at what Spencer Carberry did with the Washington Capitals last year. You're like, does that team have a lot? And then at the end of the year, you're like, oh, my gosh, Connor McMichael and Dylan Strome. And you're like, they have a lot. Look at that group of defense. But I think coaching makes that happen. And so I look at San Jose right now, and I have a very, very, very big question mark with Ryan Wirsowski as their head coach. And I know Mike Greer is trying to build a group that is going to grow together and develop their skills and all of that. But you got to win.
Yeah.
You
got
to win. If not, it's so difficult.
Well, no one knows winning more than the Bandits. We have been blessed to sit here and watch three straight NLL titles. But inevitable change has happened. And yesterday in free agency, two of the critical pieces to this three-peat left town.
Yes.
Chris Kluche, Chase Fraser have moved on to Vegas. And we cannot wish them more greater success than honestly, it's so heartfelt. These guys were absolute stars here in Buffalo.
I love them both. They were awesome, but I hate them both now for leaving and going to Vegas, but I love them. So it's a love-hate relationship. Good luck. Thank you for everything you've done.
Bandits quest for four straight begins at the end of November. See you tomorrow on Sabres Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.